Psalm 95. This is our memory verse. We're not going to actually study this passage, but this is where I want to jump off from with our Thanksgiving message today. And I just titled the message Thankfulness. Thankfulness. Very original. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth, the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Let's pray, please. Dear Lord Jesus, we do come to you today with a humble heart and a heart of thanksgiving to you today. Thank you so much for being such a great God, the Creator, the Redeemer and Savior. Lord, there's just so many, many things we can say about you, Lord, that are such a great blessing to us. Thank you so much for your love to us, your care, your mercy, your goodness. We just rejoice in you today that you are such a wonderful God. And Father, help each one of us to truly have an attitude of gratefulness, a heart filled with gratefulness. It's one of the ways that others can see a difference in Christians than in themselves and other people around them. So Lord, help us to shine as lights in this dark world in this way, to be grateful to God and to mention things, mention our gratefulness. Others can see it. Thank you, Lord. I pray that you'd bless this message. Pray that we would understand the importance of gratefulness today, thankfulness. Father, I pray you'd help me as I preach this. Give me the words to say. Thank you so much, Lord, for your wonderful goodness. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Thankfulness. So, just to give you a little bit of a background on this message, I typed in thanks, thankfulness, thanksgiving. Let's see, is there another word with thanks in it? Anyway, I typed in as many words with thanks as I could remember into my search engine, and I came up with all the verses in the Bible with thanks, thanksgiving, thankfulness, and maybe one other that I can't think of right now. And I put this message together from those. So we're going to see a lot of verses. In fact, except for the offerings, the ones that talk about the Thanksgiving offering, I did not add those into my message. But we're going to, Lord willing, read every Old Testament verse. We're not going to read any New Testament verse necessarily. But every Old Testament verse, except for the offering verses, that mention thanks today. And I'm going to be going kind of fast. I don't expect you to turn there to every page, every verse. But I'd like to read all these verses that have to do with thanks today. And from those verses, I put together an outline of five great reasons to praise the Lord. And then I also, that's point number one, five great reasons to praise the Lord. And point number two, it's just a two-point message, I want to look at the character of a person who is grateful. The character of a person who is grateful from these verses. So point number one, we're going to look at five great reasons to praise the Lord. So first of all, turn to 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel 22. And again, if I hadn't mentioned this, this is not a total list, obviously. You cannot get a total list of the reasons to thank the Lord, okay? So, but I made these in general from these verses. Five great reasons in the Old Testament verses to praise the Lord. 2 Samuel 22 and verse 50. 2 Samuel 22 and verse 50. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. What is the context here? That God delivered him from the violent man. Verse 49 says, thou hast delivered me from the violent man, therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. So the next three you don't have to turn to unless you want to. But 1 Chronicles 16:35 says, "And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise." So the first reason to give thanks unto the Lord is because of his deliverance. Because of his deliverance. Psalm 18:49. "Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name." And of course, in our day and age, we're not really referring to deliverance from our enemies necessarily, especially the way David was. He was physically thanking the Lord for actual physical deliverance for his life. And we don't often have to do that. There are times when our lives are in danger physically. A close car wreck that almost happened, it didn't. But there are a lot of deliverances that we can be thankful for. First of all, the deliverance from sin and of eternal judgment. We can be so thankful for that. We do not have to face or even be worried about facing hellfire. But deliverance from sickness, deliverance from disease, deliverance from indebtedness, deliverance, all sorts of deliverances. We can be thankful for these things. God delivers us from everything that He has delivered us from. It's from God. It's God that did that work in our lives. We didn't do it. There's nothing in me that wins a deliverance. It's God doing a work in my life. And we need to be thankful to God for the ways in which He delivers us. The last one is Psalm 106, verse 47. "Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in thy praise." Praise him for deliverance. Number two, praise him for his mighty works. 1 Chronicles 16:8. Let's go there. 1 Chronicles 16:8. 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles 16:8. And again, we're going to be primarily in the Old Testament today. These are the Old Testament verses with thanks and thanksgiving in them. 1 Chronicles 16:8. "Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people." Praise him for his mighty works. What has God done in your life this last year? I'm sure it's something wonderful. He is a great God and a wonderful God. How many babies have been born this year? Boy, it's hard to keep count sometimes. There's one that's scheduled to be born. Keep praying for my wife, by the way, that it is a safe delivery. She's officially due on Wednesday. But how many babies were born in the church or that we know of to relatives? One, two. Brother Dale, you had at least one in your family. Three mighty works that we know of just by new ones coming into this world. "Give thanks unto the Lord." Psalm 26:7, "That I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works." Psalm 75:1, "Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare." And Psalm 105:1, "O give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people." One reason why God does wonderful things for Christians is so that we can give a testimony to others about God's working in our lives, about how wonderful God is. So don't forget to share with others about what God did for you as a testimony that God is real. God does work. God does wonderful things for you. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise him for deliverance. 1 Chronicles 16:34, same chapter. Number three, praise him for his great goodness. 1 Chronicles 16:34. "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." I made two. This one phrase, by the way, "for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." We're going to see several verses like that. And so I made two different points out of this one phrase. Thank him for his goodness and thank Him for His everlasting mercy. But God is so good. God is so good. Ezra 3:11. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because He is good. There is nothing, no evil in God. He doesn't lie. His works are truth and judgment and justice. God is so good. Praise Him for how good God is. But his mercy also. 1 Chronicles 16:41, same chapter. And with them Heman and Jeduthun and the rest that were chosen, who are expressed by name to give thanks to the Lord, because His mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord, God had mercy on me and on you. Where would we be without the Lord Jesus Christ having willingly come to this earth and shed His blood, died on the cross for us? We'd be just as bad off as any of these lost people. I'd probably be in prison. Or I'd be addicted to some drug or something. I'd probably have some kind of disease. My body would be broken physically. I'd be on my last legs or already in the grave. If I had not been born into a Christian family and received Jesus Christ as my Savior. If Jesus Christ had not come, where would we be today? His mercy is everlasting. Psalm 106 verse 1, praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. That's repeated 1, 2, 3 more times. And then it gets changed a little bit in Psalm 136 verse 2, O give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. Praise God for His mercy. Number five, praise Him for who He is, perfect in holiness. Praise Him for His perfect holiness. Psalm 30, please. Psalm 30 and verse 4. Psalm 30, verse 4. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. God is perfect in holiness. He is called the thrice holy God, because God the Father is holy, God the Son is holy, and God the Holy Spirit are all three perfectly holy. And I believe it's the seraphim who stand before the throne of God and cry day and night, the Bible says, holy, holy, holy unto our God. God is perfectly holy. There is no spot, not even the hint of darkness in our Lord. Praise Him for His perfect holiness. Psalm 69:30, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Why? Because He is perfect, because He is wonderful. Psalm 97 verse 12, rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Praise God for who He is. A wonderful and perfect God. Perfect in every way. So praise Him for His perfect holiness. The five reasons again. Praise Him for His everlasting mercy, His great goodness, His mighty works. Praise Him for deliverance. All from the Old Testament scriptures. Again, it's not a complete thing. You cannot stop finding out how good God is and a reason to praise Him. But number two this morning, what is the character of a person like who will praise the Lord? What is an attitude of gratitude, a real thankful heart, indicate about a person? We can learn a lot from what the Bible says. Go to Psalm 6, please. Psalm 6, verse 5. And this is actually the one that grabbed my attention. and where this thought came from. This one is interesting to me. Psalm 6, verse 5. It says, "For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks?" In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? You know what having an attitude of gratitude indicates about you? It hints that there is possibly some spiritual life there. It indicates at least that there is some spiritual knowledge. Because if you are a person without gratitude, what does that indicate about you? Well, you probably don't have any belief that there is a God above. You probably don't believe that God rules overhead. If you are not grateful at all about much, maybe you're grateful to your spouse or you're grateful to a child for something they do for you. But if there's no gratitude toward a supreme being, then you don't believe there is a God over your head. "For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks?" Are you redeemed today? Are you born again? Are you a child of God? Then you have great cause to be grateful to Him. Great cause. Gratefulness indicates spiritual knowledge about God Himself. That God rules over the affairs of men. And therefore, I can be grateful to Him and should be grateful to Him about what happens in my life. The blessings that I enjoy every day. God is the one responsible for that. And of course, we know that the New Testament says that all good things come from God. I don't have that verse down. I should have had that verse right here. But all good things come from the Lord. So it indicates that you at least have spiritual knowledge. But if you're born again, you need to have an attitude of gratefulness. You need to be grateful to God. A Christian that is not grateful, in general, just an ungrateful spirit, wow, what is wrong with that Christian? Are they truly born again? Where is that ungrateful attitude coming from? Well, that's a devilish spirit. A devilish spirit. We need to be a people that is grateful and willing to show it. Willing to show it. So first of all, gratefulness indicates spiritual knowledge. It hints at spiritual life. Spiritual life, that you are a child of God. Number two, go to Psalm 30, please. Psalm 30. Someone who is grateful to the Lord. Psalm 30, verse 12. Gratefulness indicates a submissive heart. Gratefulness indicates a submissive heart or spirit. Verse 12 of chapter 30. "To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever." My glory may sing praise to thee. What do I have to glory of? Nothing. Everything I have to glory of is found in Jesus Christ. A grateful heart indicates submission. I understand who is over me, and I understand where all the blessings come from. It indicates a subservient spirit. I have nothing to glory of, you see. A grateful attitude indicates submission to the Lord, subservience to the Lord. Number three. Go to chapter 35. Chapter 35. And by the way, bear in mind what the opposite therefore would be. An ungrateful attitude indicates insubmissiveness to the Lord. Boy, we sure don't want to be ungrateful to God. Psalm 35, verse 18. Gratitude in a person indicates that I am not ashamed of the Lord. Psalm 35, 18. "I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people." And actually my title is, "Who will publicly praise the Lord?" What is the character of a person who will publicly praise the Lord? It's easy to praise Him in our heart, isn't it? But are you willing to publicly praise the Lord? in a crowd of people that you know is not just Christians, will you praise the Lord for something? Praise God. Wonderful that He did that for you. Someone who will do that, that indicates they are not ashamed of their Savior. It's easy to do it right here in church, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Let's go around the room again. And we did that yesterday, right? It's easy to do that among Christians because there's no condemnation that anyone might express for thanking the Lord for something. But are you willing to do it in the midst of a bunch of unsaved folks? Well, that would reveal that you are not ashamed of the Lord. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Go to Psalm chapter 50, please. Psalm chapter 50. Gratefulness indicates humility. A grateful heart indicates a humble heart. Psalm 50, verse 14. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Pay thy vows unto the Most High. I better have a humble spirit. I better do what I promised God I would do, you see. And also Jonah 2:9 says, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. A grateful heart indicates a humble heart. God is greater than I. I better be obedient to Him. I better do what I promised Him. I don't want to break my vow unto God. I am lower than He is, you see. It indicates spiritual knowledge, hence that spiritual life. It indicates that you are submissive, subservient to the Lord, that you are not ashamed of the Lord if you will publicly praise Him, that there is some humility before God in your life. Number 5, turn to Psalm 79. It indicates gratitude, indicates that you are following after the Lord. At least hints at it. Psalm 79 and verse 13. So we, thy people, and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. Why give thanks unto God? Because He's my Lord. Because He is God. You see, we are just sheep, but He's God. And so I will give Him thanks. I will praise His name to all generations. It indicates that if one is not following the Lord, that there is at least a fear of the Lord. A fear of the Lord. Psalm 122 verse 4 says, whither the tribes go up? The tribes of the Lord. Notice it repeats that. It's the tribes of the Lord. They're following the Lord. Whither the tribes go up? The tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. So gratitude shows at least fear, but it indicates fellowship. It indicates fellowship. I am following after the Lord God. Number six. Gratitude indicates public praise, public thanksgiving. Indicates that you are willing to openly, publicly worship the Lord. Are we willing to meet like this in the park someday? Are we willing to let all of Class Can I know that we are going to worship the Lord today on Sunday? Do you have that attitude of gratitude? Turn to Psalm 95, please. Psalm 95. A grateful heart indicates a public, and again, this is an important point, that we will publicly praise the Lord. Public praise indicates that we are willing to openly worship God, publicly worship the Lord. Psalm 95 and verse 2. Psalm 95 and verse 2. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Let us come before his presence. Before his presence. That's a phrase of worship. In the Old Testament, it would be a phrase of what is called obeisance, where you are approaching a king, and so you would bow. As you got to his presence, you would bow. It's a phrase of worship. Let us come before his presence. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates. That's also a phrase of that you're coming before a king. He has gates, he has walls, he has the castle. You are coming before the king. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Are you willing to openly worship the Lord? Well, Daniel was. Daniel 6:10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Public praise, public gratitude indicates that you are willing to openly worship the Lord. You are not ashamed to be called a follower of Jesus Christ, you see. Number 7, I believe. Gratitude, public gratitude, indicates that you are willing to make sacrifices in your life for the Lord. Psalm 107. Public gratefulness indicates that you are willing to make sacrifices in your life for the Lord, your God, your King. Psalm 107, verse 22. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. A grateful heart to the Lord is willing to make concessions for the Lord. I am so thankful to you, Lord, that I will not allow that into my life, that which is displeasing to you. Oh, you would like me to give X amount of dollars to the missionary, Lord? Well, I'm so grateful to you that I will do that, Lord. I will sacrifice that for you because I am grateful. A grateful heart is willing to make sacrifices in their life for the Lord. I don't know if I read this one, but Psalm 116, verse 17. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Number 8, I believe it is. Gratitude in a person will turn into eagerness to praise the Lord. Psalm 92. Go back to a few chapters. Psalm 92. Are you eager to praise the Lord? Well, a long time of gratitude in your life, Lord willing, should turn into an eagerness to praise the Lord. Psalm 92, verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. If you are really grateful to the Lord and you have been grateful for a long time, you're going to realize it's good. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Psalm 119, verse 62 goes right along with this. It says, at midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I'm so eager to praise your name that, you know, when I have trouble sleeping at night, I'm going to get up and I'm going to start praising you for your goodness. I love you so much, Lord. I'm so grateful to you for what you've done. I can't wait till the next time I start praising your name. Eagerness to praise the Lord. A real heart full of gratitude is going to be eager to praise God. Number 9. A grateful heart indicates a joy-filled heart. Psalm 147, please. Psalm 147. A grateful heart indicates a joy-filled heart. Do you have a joy-filled heart? If you don't, maybe that you need to work on your gratefulness to the Lord. Maybe you need to start counting your blessings. And when you start numbering the many tens of thousands of blessings God has given to you, you might get some joy out of that. A grateful heart indicates a joy-filled heart. Psalm 147, verse 7. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. That's joy. Singing is joy. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. Isaiah 51, verse 3. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Joy and gladness and thanksgiving, they go together. Joy and gladness go together with thanksgiving. They're part and parcel. They're connected. Jeremiah 30, verse 19. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Thanksgiving, the voice of them that make merry. Joyful hearts. Joyful hearts. One more this morning. One more. A grateful heart. And maybe this might be the most important one. A grateful heart indicates a contented heart. A contented heart. Go to Psalm 140. Are you always wishing for something better? I wish my home would be better. I wish my job would be better. I wish this would be better. I wish that would be better. I wish my station in life would be better. I wish. Maybe you need to sit down and thank God for what he's given to you. A thankful heart indicates a contented heart. Psalm 140, verse 13. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Boy, I'm just glad to be a doorkeeper in the house of my God, David said. I'm just glad to be a doorkeeper in the house of my God. That's all I need. I'm content. I'm so thankful to him for what he's done. I don't need anything other from him. He doesn't owe me anything else. I don't need anything else. Praise God, I'm his child. I'm going to go to heaven. Are you thankful today? A contented heart, a joy-filled heart. You'll be eager to praise his name. You'll be willing to make sacrifices in your life for the Lord. You will be willing to openly worship the Lord. I'm losing my place now, sorry. You'll be one who is following after the Lord. You will have an attitude of humility. You will not be ashamed of the Lord. You will be submissive to the Lord. And it indicates to others spiritual life. It indicates to others spiritual life. Are you thankful today for what God has done for you? Or are you anxious? Are you needing something else? Contentment. Contentment is great gain, the Bible says. Great gain. I'm so thankful for what God has done in my life. Americans are so unthankful people. That is our culture. I sure hope our church can overcome that wicked sin of the culture, and that we could be a grateful, grateful people to God for what he's done for us. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your many blessings. Again, your blessings are innumerable. We could sit here all day, all night, and into eternity, numbering the many things you've done for us. And Lord, we do ask your forgiveness for being such a forgetful people as well. So many things you've done for us that we have already forgotten, and we can't even recall them to mind. Father, forgive us for forgetting your blessings. Lord, help us to have an attitude of gratefulness, not just during this time of Thanksgiving, but throughout all of our lives. It shows so many good things to the lost. It helps our testimony so much. Lord, help us to learn this, to be a grateful people. Bless now the invitation, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know how God has spoken to your heart today, but if He has, why don't you do business with Him?